Amém.
Let's imagine a Martian landed on planet Earth, and it took the moral pulse of the world today. In one word, how would you describe what is the state morally of the world today? Give me one word. What'd you say?
Morally.
Morally.
Backwards.
Keep on going. Yeah.
Egalitarian.
Good. Keep on going. Yeah.
Confused.
Keep on going. You're being too nice.
Dysfunctional.
Good. Now we're getting there. Yeah.
Corrupt.
Keep on going. Now we're getting there. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Now we're really holding. Yeah.
Scary.
What'd you say?
Scary.
Very scary. Very scary. I'm looking for another word with a D.
Disaster.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. What'd you say?
Decrepit.
Decrepit. Close.
Doomed.
Decadent. It's on the tip of your tongue, wasn't it? So the question we have to ask ourselves is, we can't climb into bed, pull the covers over our heads, and pretend the world doesn't exist, even though many mornings I what? Wanted to do just that. Any of you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But we can't. We have to live in this world. So I have one question for today. How do we survive? Let me put it differently. How do we protect ourselves from the world around us, which is corrupt, disastrous, and all these other wonderful words that we use? That's the question I have for today. And is there one answer to that question? The answer is?
No.
What?
No.
No, there are many answers. I want to share one with you. And I want this one answer to be with you, not just for tonight, not just for this year, but I want you to put it in your pocket for
life.
Katzveima luach libecha. This generation that we're living in, which is a generation right before Mashiach, is a generation which, if we had to go back to Tanakh to find the closest representation of our generation, the Sfarim say clearly it's the generation of the Mabul. Vatishachei ta'aretz, the land is corrupt. This is what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with corruption, we're dealing with immorality, we're dealing with at the push of a button you can see whatever you want. Do you know what I'm talking about? So if you want to know how to survive, so we have to go back to the story of Noah and see what was the schus that he had for him to survive. And then we're able to then be able, when we understand that schus, to be able to integrate that hopefully into our lives to see how we can survive. Is that clear? So for the next 7 hours or so, did they tell you I'm speaking that long? Not in this heat. I wish my kids were like that. Whatever I would say, they would jump. I mean, maybe you want to go home. That was just a suggestion. Thank you. Here goes, my friends. The Chumash describes at the end of Parshat Bereishit, the last pasuk in Bereishit, and it has to be in Bereishit because Bereishit's about Bria, Bereishit's about creation, only Noach is about destruction. So the key of creation, the key to stay created, the key to stay alive has to be already in Parshat Bereishit. The last pasuk in Parshat Bereishit is the key for us. Here goes. V'Noach matza chein be'enei Hashem. What was the quality of Noah? Forget his sitkus, forget his tzvimus. What was the quality of Noah that allowed him to be saved? The Noah matzachim b'nei Hashem. Now the obvious question is what?
Why?
How? Why and how? What does it mean to be matzachim? What is chayin all about? This quality of the Noach Matzachin, the way we're going to describe it, again, there are many explanations. is the nekuda that I want us to develop again for our lives. Remember our lives? Sensu lekach v'libuv, source number 3, which is above 5. Beza davar motzim chein b'nei Hashem. It's by being mitzias chayin, that's how you survive. So he says, what does this mean? So he says, when you take a look at the story of the Dor HaMabul, and this is going to be a chiddush for us, there's a Mishnah in Baba Metzia, which is found in source number 4. We're not talking about halachically, let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, let's say two people are having a transaction. If the buyer took the produce from the seller, but did not pay, eino yachol lachzor bo. As long as you pick something up, that's a kinyan, and you can't what? Renege on the deal, even if you haven't yet what? Given the money. But natan lo maos. Let's say you gave the money, but you didn't do what? You didn't pick it up, which means you didn't make a what? A kinyan on it. Natan lo maos v'lo masha chemenu peiros yachol lachzor bo. Then you're able to what? I don't want it. I changed my mind. However, but the Gemara says, this is a very famous Gemara. Mi shepara ma'anshe dur hamadbu umadur haflaga hu atili para mi she'eno maybe diburo. One who gave retribution to the dur hamadbu and the dur haflaga is going to ultimately exact retribution from someone who didn't stand by their word. You said you wanted this, and then you what? You retracted. So although halachically you're able to retract, you are still what? You are going to be held accountable on some level. Mishapara, the one who punished in the Dor HaMabul will punish you. What's the connection? Like, it's like apples and?
Oranges.
Oranges? Apples and? I see two b'shvats on your head. That's okay. That's good. I'll tell you why. Because the sin of the Dor HaMabul was the sin of speech. We look at the sin of the Dor HaMabul as the sin of a tishachet ha'aretz. It was really a sin of speech. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a number of mediums in which to punish. Fire, water, and wind. Fire by the Anshei Stone. Wind by the Dor HaFlaga. Water by the Dor HaMabul. Mitzrayim, all of the above. Says the Gra in the middle of 6, the Rosh Tevo of Eish, Maim, and Ruach is what? A matter. When your Amira, when your speech isn't where it should be, this is where you get punished. And that's why in age, Shorish Chatam Shel Dor HaMabul Haya B'Inyan Bris HaLoshon Ayidei Shelo Shamru Et Diburam Shelo Shamru Inyan Hein V'Lav Shelo Haya Hein Shelahem Tzedek V'Lav Shelahem Tzedek. You know what the problem of the Dor HaMabul was? They didn't hold by their word. Now I'm going to tell you a little secret, and I'm sure many of you have met this secret before. Do they always trap speakers like this? Is this like you, they don't want you to leave?
Do you want to move it?
I'm going to figure this out. Oh, I knew where I was. If you've read Living Inspired, Rabbi Tatz, he has a whole essay on Brit HaLoshon and Brit HaMa'or, Brit Mila, are linked together. Any of you ever read this piece? Do any of you read? Happy. You should read it. All right? Both are areas of production, of reproduction. He has a whole connection. And we know this. There's a lot of Torah on this. immorality does not begin with immorality. The slippery slope, the Dor HaMabul, where they began the slippery slope was they weren't careful with their speech. And when you're not careful with your speech, then things begin to deteriorate to the point that you're not careful with any boundaries found within you. Mishapara, who is going to take retribution when your word isn't your word? The Dor HaMabul's problem was, the problem began with the way they used their speech. And that's why in Source 10, we know their pasuk in Tehillim, listen to this, Yap Yafit Mibnei Adam, Hutzak Chayin V'Siv Sosecha, V'Noach Matzak Chayin. You want to know what Chayin is about? How are you surviving in the sea? Shoo! Chayin is V'Siv Sosecha. You know what V'Siv Sosecha means? With your what? With your mouth. V'Noach Matzak Chayin, the Chayin of Noach, was he knew how to use his koach ha-dibor appropriately. Ki 11, Ayidei Taras HaLashon, Shelo L'daber Dvarim B'Teilim V'Dvarim Aserim V'Divrei Nevala, Ayidei Zeh HaDibarim Shemedaber Nosim Chayin. When you know how to speak appropriately. I'm not even talking here about Lashon Hara. We're talking about, ever listen to this, refined speech. Do any of you know what I'm talking about by that? The way we talk, how we talk. That's chayim, that's favor. That was the quality of Noah. And we know it's the end of 12, Mavet v'chayim v'yad loshon, move around the Roshei Tevos, is mabul. When you don't know how to use your speech correctly, you're creating a flood for yourselves. And now I understand why it's dafka by the teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring all the pure animals. And then it says, "En umin habehima asher lo tahara." And it doesn't say umin habehima hawat hatshmeya. And we learn from here, yishav lashon nekiya. You should speak appropriately. Instead of saying impure, you say not pure. Give me a break. All throughout Chumash, it says behema tshmeya. Why now do I have to learn this? I'll tell you why. Says Rav Belsky, the next English source. Because Noah understood he was recreating the world. And you know what the key of human beings are? What makes us different than animals? Is the Ruach v'malala, the ability to speak. That's what gives us the ability to be godly. The single 14 most defining quality of human beings, the ability to articulate ideas, convey them in others through language. The power of speech is the direct consequence of the elevated neshama that Hashem breathed into Adam. And now that the world is going to be destroyed, Hashem has to recreate the world. So when he recreates the world, what is he careful to make sure to do? That the very component, the very element that makes me a special, i.e. speech, should be perfected in walking into that teva, behema asher einena tara, speech. Isn't it interesting that on the teva, the people were not allowed to have relations with each other? We are recreating the world. Carefulness in speech is connected. Are you following me? Is anyone home here? Yeah. Now. But isn't it interesting, my friends, and this is in 17, that the word teva, which is ark, in Hebrew, the word teva means what? A word. Noah entered into the Teva. You know what saved him? The Teva saved him, not just a box. The word saved him. The speech saved him. The Noah matzachim b'nei Hashem, hutzachim b'sifso secha, the ability to speak. And as the Sikha of Avodat Hashem notes in 18, we say Friday night, Shemur v'zachor b'dibur echad. Every dibur should have a Shemur and Zachor. Is this appropriate? Is it not appropriate? Now again, all of us, wherever we are, have to think. I know someone who once told me that her father was in the middle of a story on a Shabbos table and stopped in the middle of the story and wouldn't go on. And they said, the kid said, Abba, tell us the end of the story. He said, I can't on Shabbos. After the Shabbos, they said, well, I want you to listen. You don't say this is crazy. Okay. They said, Abba, why couldn't you tell the end of the story? Listen to this. He said, because the story had the word foot in it. And it wasn't appropriate to speak about feet at a Shabbos table. Now, you will roll your eyes and say, what? What will you say? Somebody tell me. I can't hear without my glasses, so you have to speak louder. Right? If you have glasses, you know exactly what I'm talking about. What would you say?
That's ridiculous.
Honey! My favorite expression is, give me a break. Because I'm not holding. If I knew what Shabbos was, if I knew how Bekoshi were even allowed to have Shalom Shalom on Shabbos, because Shabbos is so holy and our speech has to be parallel to the Kedusha of Shabbos, would I be at a different level? Okay, so I'm not there. But at least I can appreciate sensitivity to that. At least at my Shabbos table, I can think, is this appropriate or not? Shamor v'zachor b'dibor echad halavai, and everything I say, shamor v'zachor b'dibor echad. But at least on Shabbos, shamor v'zachor b'dibor echad. The end of this page. Ube pratli zaher mishtamesh v'milim ube bituyim kalim shel anshei erechol. Be careful about using language of the street. Because we know that words create a reality. And how careful we have to be with every word that we say. You want to know how to be a person who's going to survive the mabul around us? It sounds crazy. But work on the defining mark of the human condition. Perfect the greatest gift that was given to you. Your speech. V'noach matzachein b'nei Hashem. It's interesting, the L.A. Shore speaks about in 21, that when Shnayim are Yoshvim, Shechinah's b'neihem, when two are learning together, the Shechinah's among them. But Echad, one person's learning and is shown that he gets Schar, but you don't have Shechina. Says Rav Wolbe in the asterisk in 21, why? Nimsa ki Shechina shore tafka b'dibor b'torah. When two are found learning, they're interacting with speech in Torah. They're talking to each other in words of Torah. When you have words of Torah spoken, that's Shechina. And that's why in 24 we have to understand. So we've been speaking about Sur Meira, how careful you have to be about not hurting people, not insulting people, building people up through speech. You know, let me stop here for a minute. Let me just give you an example. And then I'm going to go on to this piece. So I know where I am. Just remind me when I get lost. Can I pick on you?
Sure.
Give me your name.
Sivya.
Sivya.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Is that purple that you're wearing?
Yeah.
It looks like it. Good. Purple's my favorite color. That's why I'm picking on you. If I would go over to Sivya and I would say to her, Sivya, you look absolutely stunning in purple. It is the perfect color for you. The next time she wants to look nice, what will she pick?
Purple.
Now, if I were to go over to somebody, I'm not going to do this to you. If I were to go over to somebody else and say, were you colorblind when you bought this? You look interesting in that color. What will happen to that piece of clothing and to that color. What?
You won't wear it.
Now I can be colorblind. I can have no sense of style and fashion. It doesn't what?
No.
Doesn't matter. Because speech makes such a what? Impression on us. Do you know how we're influenced by speech, whether we realize it or not? It happens to look nice to me. Let me share with you. I don't usually share stories, but I'm going to share two tonight. Here's one. This is my favorite Rabbi Chanuch Teller story. You may know it, so just humor me and follow me. I love this story. Any of you from New York here? Okay, try to number you. Any of you ever been on New York subway? Any of you ever been in New York? Know what New York subway like? You feel the smell? You got it? Yeah, okay, then you've been there. Yeah, you don't say anymore. Okay. So there's this Wall Street guy, you know, the pinstripe suit, you know, the three-piece suit with the attaché case. You got the picture? Running down. You can almost imagine Columbus Circle, you know, the running down to catch a subway. And there's a guy sitting on the step saying, you know, with a tin can. You know what those guys look like? Do I have to describe it, or you more, even the non-New Yorkers can get the picture? Pencils for a quarter, pencils for a quarter. So this Wall Street guy goes into his pocket, flips out a what? A quarter. By the way, you know that a quarter and a 5 shekel are the same thing in the supermarket, guys. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay, it doesn't matter. This is not why I came to tell you that piece of information tonight, but okay. I could just say, you know, you heard smiles. What did you gain? Did you know that 5 shekels and a quarter? Oh my gosh, that's what you get. I got pencils for a quarter, pencils for a quarter. He flips him a quarter. And he starts running down. And the guy says, Mister, you forgot your what? Your pencil. Okay, good. A few years later, 2 or 3 years later, same Wall Street guy, has a little bit more time now. He's waiting on the subway. Oh, that smell again. He's waiting inside the subway, okay? And he realizes it's going to be a while until the train comes. He just missed it, so whatever. So he walks into one of these newspaper stands, and he picks up one of the newspapers, and he hands the guy the money. And the guy looks at him, and says, it's on the house. It's on the house? He says, do you remember me? And the guy's looking at him like, you've got to be nuts. He says, I'll tell you. Remember a few years ago, you were running down to the subway, and somebody said, pencils for a quarter, and he's looking at him like, you know what I'm saying? He says, I was that guy on the steps, and you forgot the pencil. So I said, mister, you forgot your pencil. Here's the punchline. You said to me, oh, I didn't realize you were a merchant, and took the pencil. I said to myself when you left, if this Wall Street guy thinks I am a merchant, then I'm not just some beggar on the street. I can make something of myself. In those 2 or 3 years, I've opened up more than 100 newspaper stands in different subway stations in New York. One word. Do you know how many words we could have in different lives? Are you with me? Use this quality, this godly quality to build people. And this godly quality is also, I remember where I was in 24, is for Torah and Tefillah. That when you listen to this line, Shekasher Yoshvim Lamo Torah, Yeshli Bonen Lifnei Kein Mahi Torah, Vishimei Leah Nishamos, Vayacholot Elokit, V'idabek V'nautein HaTorah. This is why you're here in Israel. You've taken off a year from all your secular studies, and look at the Sfarim around you. You've immersed yourself in learning. You've immersed yourself in the Teva. But the key is, before you open a sefer, and while you open a sefer, you should feel there is a what here, a notena Torah, that there's a mini Mamanar Sinai going on right now, a Kesher Hu's presence is have to affect me. The words of Torah have to change me. The words of Torah have to build me. The words of Torah have to make me who I am. It's not like any other discipline. We know that where was Esau's head buried, my friends? Where was his body buried? I don't know either. But it wasn't about Esau's head. That was a trick question. I know that wasn't fair. Why was his head buried in Marzapela? Because his head was holding in a lot of Torah and knowledge. But what was his problem? His head didn't impact his body. You can learn and know, but if you're not changed, you haven't entered into the Teva. V'noach matzachein b'nei Hashem, hutzachein b'sisosecha. It has to affect you, it has to change you, it has to become something that's going to have such an impact on you. That's the koach of Torah. That's the koach of learning Torah. In fact, this is in parentheses, the Umshin of a Rebbe, who lives in Bayit Vegan, said, this is one of the reasons why we have food at a seal. Because after a person's learned X amount of Torah, we want to see how much has Torah affected him. The way a person eats, it's a good reflection of whether they have learned manners or not. Whether Torah has become what? Part of them. But now, we're going to move here a little bit faster, so hold on tight. All of this is hinted at in the measurements of the Teva, 25. The measurements of the Teva was 300 by 50. By 30. You all knew this, yeah? 300 by 30. What's 300 in the alphabet? What letter?
Shit.
What letter?
Here. Right here.
What letter is 30?
Lamed.
Shin. And what letter is 50?
Nun.
Lashon. And Lamed is the tallest of all letters. Nun Sofit is the longest, downest, that wasn't English, I know that, of all letters. Speech can either bring you to the highest of the heights or lowest of the low. But one letter is missing! We usually write Lashon with what?
Avav.
Vav is a letter of connection. What was Noach missing, particularly since his koach was Lashon Koach LaTeva? What was he missing? What was the gnai of Noach? He didn't what? He didn't have connection to the rest of the people and davening for them. So Lashon is written chaser, like by Ephraim, when a vav is chaser, it means there's some lack. Noach was lacking davening for the people. And that's why the Navi describes the maple as what? May Noah, the waters of Noah. Because he didn't defend the people, he didn't want to help the people. And obviously the person who represented the opposite of that was Moshe Rabbeinu, who went to bat for the people. And you see he went to bat when he said what? Mecheni na misifrecha, erase me from what? My book. Mecheni is the same letters as what? May Noach, it's a tikkun.
Here.
This is what Noach was lacking. And if you argue, well, Noach had failed, who am I to daven? He may have failed, the people weren't worthy of davening. That could be. But at least you should, 33, next page, you should have a tshuka. You should have wanted to daven. And he says this very clearly, that if a person feels, I can't daven, I'm in a state where I feel so distant from Hashem, I'm in a state where I'm so angry with Hashem, I'm in a state where I just don't understand what's going on, then you know what you should do? The asterisk in 34. Uvel tam zmanim hu markish atzmo meruchak Hashem yitbarach, v'lipetach latzei mimena, you feel like there's no way out. So says the Zera Kodesh, Haitza Bitzvanim Eluhi, Laso Mahester Pufa Tila Shemish Barach. Turn to God and say, God, I'm mad at you. God, I can't daven to you. Hashem, this is what happened, and I can't even open my mouth to you. There's nowhere else to run but to Hashem. He's the one who brought this on. So even at times when you feel so distant and you can't open your mouth to daven, at least open your mouth to communicate, I want to daven, but I can't. I'm angry. Even if Noah couldn't daven, he should have davened to Hashem. Then what? Then what? Then he can't daven. Hashem, svatzai tiftach! Open my mouth! So let's summarize what we've seen so far, and I want to take this one step deeper. And I want to get to, and this is why I chose this shiur, what I personally believe. As many of you know, I teach at a seminary a few kilometers away. What I really believe is the point of why girls are in seminary. Of course it's to learn Torah, for sure. But I think there's another reason why you're here. So I'm going to get there. Let me just summarize what we see. We're living in a Dor HaMabul. How do we save ourselves? Similar to Noach. The problem of Dor HaMabul started. Their hain wasn't their hain. Their lav wasn't their lav. They didn't keep their word. When you're not careful with speech, it's a slippery slope down. Brits HaLashon and Brits HaMa'or are interconnected. Batishachet HaRetz. Boala Teva. Teva means word. Teva means be able to bring yourself back to that level of perfection. Beima Asher Einena Torah. Recreate where Adam should be. The Koach HaLashon. Zachar V'shamar V'dibaracha. Be careful with every deep word. Think. Watch. Is this appropriate to say? Opportunities to build people up. Opportunities where I can knock a person down and really what? Destroy them. People are destroyed by things other people say. Did you know that? How careful we have to be with speech. This wasn't one of the two stories I wanted to share, but I'm going to share this, so I've added a story. I just read it this week. A person came from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, hysterical. He said, let me tell you what happened. I was at work, and I was feeling overwhelmed at work. I needed a day off. But if I said to my boss, this is a true story, it just happened. If I said to my boss, I need a day off, he would say, come on, you don't have a day coming to you. So I made up an excuse. I told him my grandmother suddenly died. My grandmother was young and in the best of health. Not more than 48 hours later, and he gave me a day off. Not more than 48 hours later, what happened? She died. And he says, I feel responsible. And you know what Reb Chaim Kanievsky said to him? Did he say, don't worry about it? What did he say? No, you should feel responsible. Is that intense? Yeah. Did you say that about a grandmother recently? Careful with your speech. And use speech appropriately. Learn, daven, kotel, kevaruch, amazing. Wow. Every time I pick up a sefer, I say, wow, I have a chavrusa with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. This is the best year of my life. Let me enjoy it. Let me grow from it. Let my tzelem Elokim grow from it. But I'd like to share another idea. And I think this is mamish, as I said, pshat of why you're here in Israel. There's a medrash in Source 37 that says, V'noach matza chayim b'nei Hashem. Amar Rabbi Simon, I'm in the bracket. Matzina shekadosh baruch hu oseh chesed im achronim v'zchus harishonim. U'minayim shekadosh baruch hu oseh im harishonim v'zchus achronim. V'noach matza chayim b'nei Hashem. Be'ezeh zchut, v'zchut todosah. It was the chutz of Avraham Avinu who was going to come from him that the Noach matzachem bein Hashem. So the Noach matzachem bein Hashem who tzachem b'sisosecha, the koach of speech. The Noach matzachem bein Hashem because of Avraham Avinu was going to come from. What's pshat? So let's move to 47. When the Yitzchak Moshe says, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Nasa Adam, he said it in plural, let us make man. Why not Esa Adam? Why Nasa Adam? Watch this. Based on the Shem Tov HaKadosh in the asterisk. כלומר אני ואתה נעשה אותך לאדם כדי שיעמול האדם להשלים עצמו יעזור לו השם שיגיע למדרגס אדם. Hashem turned to this clump of clay and said, you and I, you the clay, Adam, and I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are going to make you. We are going to form you. But I am not going to do this by myself. When an elephant is born, it gets bigger, it gets fatter, but it's still an elephant. Humans are the only ones that change dramatically, and we are the only ones who can affect the change in ourselves. You know why you're here this year? You're here to do the Pasuk Nasa Adam. You see, when you're around parents, they always get in the way. Do any of you know what I'm talking about? We love our parents dearly. But it's good to just have a little breathing space. Are you with me? And to be around people who are not emotionally invested in me and are able to look at things from a what? An objective way. And to help me grow. And to be able to ask questions not only about Yiddishkeit, about myself. What makes me me? What makes me unique? What are my challenges? How do I deal with these challenges? How do I deal with my impatience, my anger? What are my aspirations? These are the questions to ask. This is the year, obviously your whole life is this way, but this is the year to get a real jump start and Nasa Adam to spend real quality time introspecting. And Noah was super at this. Noah was a tzaddik, a tamim, he excelled in Nasa Adam. But then there's a second interpretation of Nasa Adam. And that's also our responsibility this year. And that is the end of 48. Shekarish Baruch Hu mevakesh bazeh mikol echad nasa adam. Kemo shani barati adam. Kein mutelet alecha chova livro adam. Ayidei shetikarvein bederchei ha-Torah. I created you. Nasa Adam means that now that I created you, I want you to go out and do what? Create other people. Adam la'amal yula. A person is created la'amal. La'amal says as far as lilmod, amanat lilame. Learn in order to teach. That is the difference between Noah and Abraham. Noah did great and Nasa Adam working on himself. But that's limited. Part of working on yourself is being able to inspire others, be able to learn with others, be able to build up others, be able to teach others, because you're not living in a vacuum. And this is why Noah had to spend an entire year in the Teva giving the animals food day and night without a rest. Because I want to teach you how to go beyond your self. Flex that giving muscle. Flex the muscle of thinking about somebody else. Flex the muscle of appreciating that there are other people around. And now we're getting to the final page, our final ideas. Each day, a person should daven on behalf of the sick to recover, on behalf of the well that they should not fall sick. Pray for those who are in difficult situations. If we do not, 57, take our siddur or tehillim in hand to pray on behalf of others, it indicates that we do not believe in the power of prayer, or that we are indifferent to the pain of our friend, God forbid. When we daven for the greater benefit of our fellow Jews, we ourselves would benefit. The Maggid of Dimonah explained this in the parable. If a fire erupted in a city, and everyone rushed to extinguish the fire, the city would be saved. But if each individual were rushed to his own home, the fire would get bigger and bigger destroying the city. If we all pray for the general welfare of the community, then we're all saved. If we pray only for ourselves, then no one is saved. And he notes, and we know this, in the next source. When passing a handicapped or needy person on the street, daven for them. When you hear an ambulance, siren, daven. You want to know why you're here this year, and this is such a wonderful time to have like a mid-year assessment. The second half, you've tasted the sweetness of Torah, and you're going to go in with more for bread. You've tasted, and this year in particular, you've tasted, unfortunately, hands-on, what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael and the tzaros of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And our responsibility is to daven, is to feel the pain, is to not only think of myself. Whatever you daven for, include everyone else who needs that. You're daven for a sibling to have a shidduch, everyone else who needs a shidduch. A parent to have parnasa, everyone who needs parnasa. Someone who's a chola, all cholin. Flex that muscle of nasa adam, of thinking beyond yourself. When you see someone in a wheelchair, daven, they should have a refuah shleima. Listen to this, 59 through 61. Keep this in mind. This will be our final idea and then end with a story. Final idea, wrap up, and then with a story. It's one of my favorite pieces. Tiv HaTorah Rav Gamliel. Vayigash Avraham Vayomra Av Tisped Tzadikim Rasha, says Rav Gamliel the following. He says, imagine a friend comes to you. You know those 2 in the morning heart-to-heart talks? Any of you know what I'm talking about? Do you guys not sleep like up the street, or you guys sleep? I'm saying like you're up all night?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know the, like this is just the beginning of the night for you. You know what I'm saying? Like you're just warming up here. It's past my bedtime, but that's okay. So, you know those 2 o'clock in the morning heart-to-heart talks where a girl comes to you and pours out their life? Any of you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you supposed to do? So if you can help the girl, then what? Great, matovu manai. That's what Rav Gamliel said. But oftentimes, are you really capable to help her? Her life is falling apart. Can you help her? The answer is what?
No.
No, that's not the answer! Maybe you can't help her, but what can you do for her and what must you do for her?
Listen.
Yeah, of course you have to listen. Please listen. Listen is right, obviously. What else do you have to do? Thank you! You daven! When she leaves, you say a short tefillah to Hashem. Hashem, my friend is going through. Please give her the chizuk, the strength, the people, the inspiration, whatever words you want to use to help her through this. The Noach Matzachain, Be'nei Hashem on the second level. The Noach Matzachain, the Schus of Avraham Avinu. What was the Schus of Avraham Avinu? He understood that Nasa Adam isn't just perfecting himself. It's impacting others. It's extending yourself to others. It's going beyond yourself for others. It's flexing that muscle of giving. Boy, is that a hard muscle to flex. So that when you listen to somebody, thank you, yes, when you listen to somebody, Nasa Adam, I want to help this person. I want to build this person. So yes, in my speech, I can tell her words of encouragement, etc. But I have another arsenal available. Tefillah. Lashon with a vav. Connection. I daven to Hashem. Help me out. Help her out. Help me help her. Help her help her. Help somebody help her. Somebody help somebody. It's all there. And I'm mentioning this to you now because this is mamish the halfway point. If you, you know, to step back and to appreciate and to think about what you're doing enables you to then be more focused in going back into that, you know, boxing ring. Hashem is with me when I'm learning. I have a chavrusa with him. Torah builds me. It's a teva. How careful I have to be how I speak to roommates, to friends, to parents. The gift that we have, a merchant, the gift of speech, how powerful it is. Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad, particularly on Shabbos, to watch our words. Even once on Shabbos, we're careful not to say something Dayena we've already accomplished. Halavai v'aiter. The teva, the word, the measurements, lashon, this is what it's about. Be careful what comes out of your mouth. Refined speech, like a bas Yisrael, a bas melech. But it's also the noach matzachem b'nei Hashem, the source of Abraham. The nasa adam, it's only about working about yourself and thinking about yourself. It's thinking about how I can help another, how I can daven for another, how I can think about another, how I can impact another. So here's, this is my all-time favorite story. And then I'd like to end with the station identification announcement. Again, if you heard the story, humor me. Rabbi Spiro, touched by their faith. There was a Yid who came over to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and said, I'd like to have a Gilui Eliyahu. I'd like to see Eliyahu Navi. Baal Shem Tov says, sure, no problem. I wish he would say that to me, but he doesn't. It's okay. And he says, take a basket of Shabbos food, go to the nearby city, and I promise you over Shabbos you'll have a Gilui Eliyahu. Great. Goes to the nearby city with a basket of food. He stands in Shul Friday night waiting for someone to invite him, and guess what? Nobody invites him. So he's standing there with a basket of food looking a little bit, what? Foolish. And he decides to knock on a nearby house, and it's a woman with a child. And he says, can I spend Shabbos with you? She says, yeah, but I have very little food. He says, don't worry, I have the food. Great. So he spent Shabbos with her, and all Shabbos, what is he doing? He's looking at everyone underneath their talis. Maybe you're Eliyahu HaNavi, maybe you're Eliyahu. He's looking for everybody. Maybe they're Eliyahu HaNavi. And he doesn't find him. So he goes back to Baal Shem Tov and he says, on Sunday, you know, you promised me a Gilui Eliyahu, and I did what you said, and I didn't have one. Baal Shem Tov says, go this Friday, Shabbos, bring a basket of food. He goes Friday, brings a basket of food, comes to the shul right after davening. He goes to this lady's house, same thing, repeats itself, and all Shabbos, he's what? Now, whatever Eliyahu HaNavi looks like, I quite don't know what he's looking for, but whatever he's looking for, he didn't what? He didn't find it. Goes back to Baal Shem Tov and says, you know, you've really disappointed me. You've told me that I was going to have a Gilui Eliyahu and I didn't have one. Baal Shem Tov says, I promise you this week, do what I tell you. You have a promise to the promise. Takes a basket of food, and this time he doesn't even wait to go to shul. He decides he's going to drop off the basket first by what? This lady's house. He's about to knock on the door, when he overhears, because again, we're dealing with little houses, you know, not like, you know, talking about little shacks. He overhears a little boy saying to his Ima, Ima, it's almost Shabbos and we have no food to eat. What are we going to do? And listen closely, my friends. The mother says to the little boy, don't worry. Eliyahu HaNavi has come to our house the last 2 weeks. I'm sure he'll come this week as well. Did you get the point of the story? That's how we have to look at life. We are Eliyahu HaNavi. We have the ability to create redemption. We have the ability to change people's lives. It's not just about surviving in this world. We have the ability to change this world. We have the ability to fly in this world. And that key is the Noach Matza Chayim B'nei Hashem. Hutzah Chayim B'sisosecha. It's being able to use speech in the Sur Meira and Aseh Tov in a refined way, in a building way, in a giving way, and in a way that shows the refinement and dignity that's a reflection of who we are. Any questions on anything I said tonight? All that many. I always say either you understood everything or understood
nothing.
Okay, so I'm ending with a station identification announcement, and then I'm just doing, or back up to hell. I have a proposition to make you. I have outside on the by the cello, which looks yummy, MP3 CDs that I'm selling, and I just want to tell you about the sale tonight, and if anyone's interested, great. If not, also great. Each CD, I have three CDs for sale. Each one is on the Parsha and Chagim, depending if a Chag is that week. Each one is 87 classes, which is 87 hours, give or to a minute. It may be, each class may be an hour and 3 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Now, what work with me here. If you would listen to one class, it would take you 2 years to go through one MP3. It goes right on one of your machines, on a machine. Now, each shiur, being an hour a shiur, should be $1 a shiur. I think $1 a shiur is a decent price for a shiur. I think it probably is more, but okay. Should be $87. I wasn't so good at math. Let's raise it to $90. $90 is around 360 shekels. We should be selling them for 360 shekels. Half of 360 shekels is 180 shekels. That's a bargain. Half of 180 is 90. That's a bargain. We're selling them for 50 shekels, which is what? You know, if you went to a store, and my dad, I've been out here for Baruch Hashem 14 years, there used to be a store called Lohmann's. Any of you know what Lohmann's is?
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine